Blog Talk Radio.
Well, I definitely want to say thank you, my dear friend. You know, I call you the Black Prince of Preachers. And I think it's a well-befitting name for you. You know, you are a very articulate and demonstrative person when you preach this gospel. And you do it all from a point of royalty, because that's who you are. You are a part of a royal priesthood, and I recognize your priesthood. And I say my...
Black Prince is in the building. I mean, you know what this is, right? What is it?
Yo.
I know it ain't true.
I'm doing this one for the bishop, though.
His ministry, wine, what up?
We gonna let it live out, you feel me?
For real,
we're winning for life, baby. We ain't never stop winning. And we ain't gonna stop winning.
Right.
You feel me?
I feel
that's how I live my life.
Let's do it.
Win some, lose some. Nah, I'm just playing with it.
Someone pass the dictionary.
I don't know the definition. Lose.
Say what?
All I know is that I'm feeling loose.
Alexis told me that we winning. We winning.
Y'all acting like y'all really get it.
You get it? Y'all really need to quit pretending. They acting. And did I forget to mention?
Yeah.
What? Alexis told me that we winning.
I'm shining on these boys, but ain't no diamonds in my bezel.
Riding down Black Street, that mean I'm on another level. And they tell me I'm too clever when I twist these words together. These niggas digging up dirt, but they ain't even got a shovel.
I'm still a boss. Ain't nothing changed but the mission. God gave me the word through the spirit. Now pay attention. I feed it and make it listen. My lyrics tingle your senses. And you don't forget to mention Alexis.
Tell me we
winning.
We winning.
These rappers talking down. These preachers whispering. They say I'm doing too much. Here we go again. Rather get that money and let your people live in sin. Don't take sense to me and confiscate my pad and pen. I'm really living this. Take it to the crowd. It's like we own a trip. And I ain't trying to fly. See, it's all a gift. I'm a child of the Most High. That come with dribbling. Yeah. You call it perks, I call it benefits. If you don't know about His grace, then you ain't feeling it. But if you ever felt His love, you gon' be bumping it. Jump fly to this. Rewind this hit and ride to this. How you take a shot point blank range and still miss? No, you ain't on my level, but still trying to dip. I try to talk and time's come to show you. We in the lead, winning like the race. So
I'm gonna
win some, lose some.
Nah, I'm just playing with you.
Someone pass the dictionary.
I don't know the definition, lose.
Hey, Google that for me.
All I know is that I'm feeling loose. Alexis told me that we winning.
L-U-S-C?
Y'all looking like y'all really get it. But y'all really need to quit pretending. Yeah.
Okay.
What you forgot? Alexis told me that we were
going to
lose some. No one's just playing with the sound of the dictionary. I don't know the definition of
loose.
All I know is that I'm feeling loose. Alexis told me that we win it. Yeah. Y'all acting like y'all really get it. But y'all really need to...
I don't even understand any words.
Hey, Alexa.
And did I forget to mention?
Come on, what's the friend? Alexis told me that we win.
I'm going to
tell you a word for Alexis told me that we win. Alexis told me that we win.
Alexis
told me that we win.
I'm going to tell you a word for it. We win.
Alexis told me that we win. I don't know the definition of lose. You know what I'm talking about?
We having too much fun on this track,
I'm like the Floyd Mayweather gospel.
Uh-oh.
What?
You ain't get that on the way out.
No, I got it.
And tonight, I just wanted to share with you a few things. This has been your dear friend, loving you the best way I know how. The best way I know how. I beat the drum in this village. And I have to beat it one more time We are winning because of what Jesus Christ has done for us for Mount Calvary. He has donated his victory to you and me. You cannot pour out this gospel any longer. And my dear friend, Black Prince of Preachers, if you're still close to the line, I want to turn it back over to you right now. And thank you very much for your participation tonight.
Amen. We want to thank everybody out there for tuning in to Cal Broadcast Radio Network. Praise God. Amen. I'm your host this morning, Elder Andre Prevost. And as y'all know, amen, for the past month or so, Praise God, Care Church has been broadcasting live here on Blog Talk Radio. Amen. So all of our Blog Talk Radio listeners, we thank God for you on this morning. Amen. We thank God, amen, for everybody that is tuned in. Care Church is on the line and is in full effect. So without further ado, we bring to y'all Care Church Sunday morning. Praise God. You mend the broken heart.
Praise God. Can y'all hear me on the line out there this morning?
Amen.
You can hear me. Praise God. I'm glad you can hear. Thank God that you can hear. You can see. Amen. And so it's just good to be here this morning. Just good to be here. And before we have a word of prayer, if someone had a testimony, a prayer request, anything you'd like to say this morning, we want to hear from you this morning. Let me hear from you. If you could get, say something if you're there.
Good morning, Pastor Paige and my family at Care Church. God bless you all. I love you and I miss you, and I'm so far ready to hear great words today.
Hallelujah. Amen. Anyone else out there? Amen. Mr. McMahon, are you out there today? Brother Price from Lincoln, Nebraska. Come on.
Praise him, sir. We just tuning in and just looking to have some good testimonies and some good preaching.
Amen. Amen. Thank God. Anyone else out there this morning? We just want to know who you are and be in touch.
I'm here in Mobile, Alabama, waiting on you to preach.
Yeah, here in Mobile, Alabama. Brother Bryant down in Mobile. Amen. Praise God. Anyone else out there?
Praise the Lord. Brother Barnes from Nebraska.
Brother Barnes from Nebraska. Praise the Lord. Brother Barnes from Nebraska. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And anyone else?
Valerie Alexis, Care Church. We're here for you, Pastor Paige.
Well, thank you, Sister Alexis. Amen. Care Church. Glad to hear you. Just checking in.
Sister Barnes from Lincoln, Nebraska. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. Praise God for Lincoln. Look how Lincoln checking in this morning. Amen. I can't say my daughter's name, Katisha. I know you're out there. Katisha.
Amen. I'm here this morning.
You still got to love me, even though I don't call your name out right. You still got to love me.
Yes, sir. Always.
Is there anyone else out there?
Lady Rebecca, Care Church.
Miss Rebecca, Care Church.
I said Lady Rebecca, Care Church.
Anyone else?
Sister Laura, Lincoln, Nebraska.
All right, Lincoln, Nebraska. Amen. Checking in. Well, praise God. Praise God. Amen. Come on, let us just pray. Amen. We don't want to hold y'all too long. We're going to click right on to the Lincoln, Nebraska line. As soon as we get off of this line this morning, we're going to just click right on over to the Nebraska line, and we're going to join in with Bishop Price this morning. And so we want to just pray. Amen. Father God, we are thankful for the word of God and the people of God, giving all honor and praise in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for making us not only be hearers, but doers, O Lord, of the word. And, O Lord, we're asking you to direct us, and we give you praise for your direction this morning in Jesus' name. Let everybody just say, amen. 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 I guess I laid down last night, and we was trying to get a word for everybody today, and we want to say something today to give a word because God is good. And we have to, in this time and hour, we have to try to get to know God and what God does and how God moves and when he moves. And so I think I'm going to go in that direction this morning because we need to know God. Amen. And one thing God tells us, we got to repent. I can't ever forget that. We got to change. Amen. We can't do what we used to do. Can't do it the way we used to do it. It's time for a change. Amen. We can't go to the movies. We can't watch those movies that we used to watch. Amen. Movies ain't holy no more. We got to stop looking at them. Praise God. Turn to Mark chapter. Mark chapter 16. I'm going to start with Mark chapter 16 this morning. Amen. Just to give you a word because, amen, we realize that we got to go back to being holy again. And somewhere down the line, we got away from it, and we got to get back to it. We done lied to people for so long and told them they was going to heaven, and they've been an adulteress, and they've been a fornicator, and they've been all of those things. They never stopped doing those things, but yet they wanted to go to heaven, but they didn't want to quit doing what they was doing. Hallelujah. Is that all right with y'all this morning? Come on. Mark chapter 16. I'm going to start at verse 9 this morning. That wasn't what I heard, but this is what's coming this morning. Amen. It says, now when Jesus was risen early the first day of the week, he appeared first to Mary Magdalene, out of whom he had cast 7 devils. And she went and told them that had been with him as they mourned and wept. And they, when they had heard that he was alive and had been seen of her, believed not. Verse 12. And after that, he appeared in another form unto the two of them as they walked and went into the country. And they went and told it unto the residue, neither believed they them. Amen. Now, I'd like to draw just a thought this morning from verse 12. When he said he appeared in another form. That's going to be my topic today. He appeared in another form. Amen. Father God, bless this word and open the ears to those that hear and cause their eyes to see it. And I give praise in Jesus' name. Amen. When you look at that verse then, verse 12, he said, and he appeared in another form. Hallelujah. You see, that's something about God. God always remains the same, but he also can appear in another form. You see, sometimes we miss our blessing because we've been so used to walking by sight and not walking by faith. We will miss seeing our blessing because God appeared in another form. Hallelujah. Is that all right today? I said he appeared in another form. You see, sometimes we miss God because we thought he should have came one way and he came in another direction, and therefore you miss your blessings many a time is because he didn't come the way you thought that he was going to come.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And see, this is why so much confusion has been about God. Because he appeared in another form, but he still remained being himself. But yet he appears in another form. But it's still he that appeared, but he was just in another form. Hallelujah. You see, when he appeared to Abraham as Melchizedek, he came down and presented himself as the king of Salem, being Melchizedek, to Abraham. But you see, he appeared as Melchizedek, and yet he was God, but he still appeared as Melchizedek. So he wasn't a different Melchizedek, wasn't a different person from God. It was just God presenting himself in another form. And so, therefore, somebody has tried to divide Melchizedek from God. But God just appears in another form. And even though he appears in another form, he still remains God Almighty, but he just appears in another form. Because he appeared in another form, it took nothing less. It took nothing from God to be God. He just appeared in another form, and people got distorted because they thought he was something, and he appeared as something else, and therefore when he came, they missed him. When Jesus Christ came, the Bible said, in the beginning was the Word, you see, but the Word appeared in another form, and a lot of people thought because the Word appeared in another form, they thought the Word was somebody else, but the Word still was the Word, but it was still in another form. And because we don't understand that the Word is the Word, even though it's another form, it's still that Word still is God. But if you don't recognize the Word is the Word in another form, if you don't recognize God that way, you would miss God when he comes. Hallelujah. And so we can't be missing God because God appears in another form. You see, many times we miss our destiny because we didn't recognize it was a blessing. I'd like for you to turn back over now since I said another form. So let's get some word on this. Let's get some scriptures on this. Mark chapter 6. Amen. We're going to see something here. How? Because he appeared in another form, they didn't know who he was. See, a lot of times your blessing is wrapped up in another package, amen. See, a lot of times we've been giving the devil a lot of credit, and it's not the devil that's doing it, it was God doing it. He was just about ready to bless you, but because you didn't recognize that he was your blessing, you passed it back. Because it didn't look the way you thought it was going to look, amen. Amen. See, it was packaged wrong, amen. God sent you a mate sometime, and because the mate came in a different package, you didn't like that package, and you missed your blessing because you was looking for it one way, and God sent it another way, and you missed your blessing because you didn't recognize the package, amen. You didn't recognize that was God there that was doing that, amen. 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 Verse 45, 6 and 45. It says, and straightway he constrained his disciples to get into a ship and go to the other side before Bethsaida, while he sent the people away. And when he had sent them away, he departed into the mountain to pray. And when evening was come, the ship was in the midst of the sea, and he alone on the land. And he saw them toiling and rowing, for the wind was contrary unto them. And about the fourth watch of the night, he come unto them walking upon the sea, and would have passed them by. But when they saw him walking upon the sea, they supposed it had been a spirit and cried out. Hallelujah. Did you notice that what happened here? You see, they was in the sea. They was rowing, and they was having a hard time. They were struggling with their situation. And Jesus came walking on the water. And when Jesus came walking on the water, they supposed it had been a spirit. They thought it was the devil in a way. You know how a lot of times when we're having problems in life, a lot of times we attribute it to the devil. We give the devil credit for some things that God is doing to us. See, a lot of those things that's going on in your life, you call it the devil. No, that's just God trying to get you to change. You call it the devil. No, it's not the devil. God trying to get you to repent. You call it the devil. No, it's not the devil. That's God trying to get you to go a different direction. You see, you're so hard-headed and stiff-necked that you want to go your way and don't want to do what God wants you to do, and God trying to get you a change, and you saying it's the devil. You're giving devil the credit for something that God is trying to do for you, because God has to do things for you because God loves you. He's a father to you, and if the father don't chastise you, that means that he don't love you. So God has to chastise you also, but you got to recognize there's something that come against you. It's not the devil all the time. It's God doing it. It's just God doing it in another form.
Amen. Amen.
Hmm? See, he just changed his form in doing it. You can see here that God is always watching over you, and he's looking at you, and he saw them struggling. The Bible said he saw them struggling in their rowing. He was on the land, but they was in the midst of the sea. He was watching them. Come on, let's say God watches over his word, amen. God watches over his people, amen. And because you are the word, come on now, let me show you. You see, you was born of the word, and you have now become the word. You are living epistles, so God is watching over his word. If God is watching over his word, it means that God is watching over you because you are the word, you are the living epistle. So God is watching over his word to see that it should perform everything it intends for it to do. So God is watching over you. So you don't have to worry about anything because what? God is watching over you because you are his word, and he wants to make sure you be able to do all that he called and intended for you to do. He's watching over you.
Amen.
Come on. So even though he see you rowing and struggling, but you see, that is why we say God is a God of strength. Amen. So when God sees that you are weak, he comes in to aid. He comes in to help. That's what the Holy Ghost come to do, to aid and to help you, to lift you, to strengthen you, to help you to be able to overcome and do what he has called you to do. But if you don't recognize that it's God that's doing it, you will miss your blessing because you didn't recognize that God appears in another form.
Amen. Amen.
You see, here in this storm, you can see in this storm here, the struggle they was having it, they thought it was somebody else. In your struggles today, amen, you see, God been trying to get you to change, get you to go to another direction, been trying to get you to repent, and you put it on the devil. Well, the devil is doing that. No, that's God, baby, trying to get you to change, trying to get you to repent. But you don't want to change. You want to keep going out your way. You want to keep going your own direction. You see, you got a spirit of independence, I like to call it. You have a spirit of independence, and because your spirit of independence, independent people won't listen to God. An independent person won't listen to nobody. They think they know it all, and they think they can do it all, and they think they can handle it all by themselves, and then they won't seek help from God. You see, if you want to do this thing here, if you want to walk this walk and you want to run this race, you see, you can't run this race by yourself. You got to always realize you need some help, and God is your helper. And because God is your helper, we should look to our help.
Amen.
God always wants us to be looking to him. God always wants to be needed because he's a God and he created us, amen, that we would all have a need for him.
Mm-hmm.
And even when he allowed the circumstance to come in your life to create need, and even though it has created need in your life, but if you don't reach out and obtain your need from God, because what? He supplies all of your needs according to your riches and glory, amen. And even sometimes when God is supplying your need, you don't recognize that God is supplying, and then you do away with it because you didn't know that was God. You see, God allows people to come in your life. You know, that boss lady, God allowed that woman to be in your life. You see, you thought she was the devil, but God allowed her to be there. He just came in another form. He was working on you in another form. He was working on you in another way. You see, you need that person in your life because you full of pride and arrogant and think you somebody and think you all lifted up and not realize that God put that person in your life so that that person can help you to get rid of that pride out of your life, but you don't recognize that that person is God and you want to get rid of the person out of your life and not realize God allowed her to be in your life because that was the way he came into your life to help you get rid of the thing you need to get rid of.
Amen.
If you're going to be, if you're going to be molded, you're going to be shaped into the image that God wants you to be shaped in. And then God has to use different weapons or different things in order to shape you the way he wants to shape you. But if you don't recognize that it's God that's doing it, you always do away with it. Yeah. You see, rather than looking at the woman as a blessing, you look at them as a curse. Are you with me today? Amen.
Amen.
See, when you come into the knowledge that God works in different ways, amen, when you come to acknowledge that, you will recognize that the thorn that God allowed to be in your side, that thorn is there to help you, not to destroy you. I don't know how some people say, I can't see that a thorn is a blessing. But I can hear what David said. David said it was good that I was afflicted, amen. He said it was good. Because, see, David had the sense to know how God works. If you realize how God works, you realize that he calls everything to work together for your good. And what the devil meant for evil, we got to realize God turned that thing around for good. And if you realize that the thing that is in your life, that God is allowed to be in your life, God is working there, amen, because what? He that has begun a good work in you shall perform until the day of Christ. You got to realize that whatever is going on, God is working on you. He's trying to get you to the place he wants to get you, but you just got to go through the process to get to where God wants to put you. See, everything we do is a process.
Amen.
You see, we want to go places, but we don't want to go through the process.
Amen.
Hmm? You see, when he sent them on the water there, he knew the storm was going to be there. That's why he was there watching. He was trying to see, every man's work is going to be tried by fire. Amen. Everybody's going to be tested. And see, he sent them across the other side, you know, to see where they're going to stop just because of the wind. Hallelujah. You see, a lot of us, we move forward and go to the other side, but, you know, we got to, but if you're going to look at the wind instead of looking at the word, you're going to get confused, because if you're looking at the wind and not looking at the word, you see, you're not going to see God. You see, if you're looking at the word, you will see that even though I know I'm being tested, I know I'm being tried, and because I know I'm being tested, I know I'm being tried, and because I know that, I'm going to endure this thing, I'm going to finish this thing, I'm going to complete this thing, because I know at the end of this, there's a reward in it. But if I look at the circumstance and not look at the word, amen, then I'm going to be confused and get upset and get off track and not accomplish my goal, not finish the thing that I've done in life, because I had my mind more on the trouble and not on God. Not realizing that in the midst of the trouble, there was God. How many realize that, amen? You see, God works in the midst of trouble, because God always is looking for something to get you out of. Hallelujah. If you never got into the trouble, God would never be able to get you out, amen. If you never had a problem, amen, God would never be able to solve it, amen. If nobody never came against you, you would never know how strong or how weak you was, amen. You see, if you look at it the way God wants you to see it, amen, and see it, God working in another form, he's not working the way you thought he ought to work, but he's still at work. So you thought everything was supposed to be easy. When you get saved, child, when you get saved, you're not going to have no more problems. When you get saved, child, everything going to be all right. Child, you know, when you pray for God, bam, he answers everything. God, child, that's the way it's going to be. And see, you went in thinking like that. And as soon as you saw something different, you thought you had missed God. How many have been there already? You know, when you first got saved, as soon as you prayed, your prayer was answered.
Amen.
When you first got saved.
When you first got saved. Say that.
Mm-hmm. You pray over this, bam, it happened. See, you were seeing God being a sugar daddy then. Hey, God, amen. Come on, Dad. Come on, Daddy, I need something here, Daddy. Come on, I need it. And bam, you got it right away. But the longer you stayed in, looked like the longer it took him to answer the prayer.
Hmm.
And you kind of wonder, well, why is it that God, he don't answer my prayers like he used to? Because it's time for you to grow up. We've been wanting to stay a baby all our life. We want everything given to us. We don't want to work for nothing. We don't want to go through for anything. We don't want to suffer for anything. All it is that we just want the victory. We just want the victory. But you see, God wants you to love him. See, when we get to a place we know God, who he is, God wants you to love him when he tells you no sometime as well as he does when he says yes. Did y'all hear me what I say?
Amen.
You got to learn how to take no for an answer sometimes. Because if somebody giving you the answer yes all the time, yes all the time, you would think that's the way things is. But a father won't say yes all the time, because the reason he don't say yes, because there are some things you know that you don't need in your life.
Well,
you want them in your life, but he knows you don't need them. If he gave you those things in your life, then what kind of God would he be giving you something you can't handle?
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Why would he give you $1 million when you can't handle 100? See, I think God, he appears in another form. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
You see, the way you thought he ought to do everything, he don't work that way all the time, amen, because he's a father. He's not only God, but he's your father, and he appears in another form. He do things a different way because you was looking for him to do it that way, and it came another way. It almost makes me think about this. I know you heard the story about the man that was out in the desert, and the car broke down or something, and he prayed and said, God, you said that you would help me, be my help in the time of need. And the man said, well, God said, I am. And then the man was out there, car broke down, had no water and stuff, and this truck came by and asked him, said, well, man, you need some help? And he said, well, God said he's going to do it for me. The old lady drove by the man and said, well, man, you need some help? He said, no, I don't want no help. Because God said that he was going to do it for me, amen? And finally, a guy comes by on a motorcycle and say, well, man, you need some help? Well, no, God said that he was going to deliver me. And then the man stayed out there in the desert and died. And when he came up before God, he said, God, didn't you say in your word that you would help me and you would meet all my needs according to your riches and glory? And the father said, yes, I did. He said, well, why did you let me die out there in the desert? He said, well, you know, the guy came by in the truck. Said, yeah. He said, that was me. He said, you know, the old woman came by in the car. Said, yeah. He said, that was me. He said, you know, the guy came by on the motorcycle. He said, yeah. He said, that was me. You see, the man died out there in the desert because God appeared in another form. See, that's why the Bible tells us to be careful how we entertain strangers, because you could be entertaining an angel because God appears in another form.
Amen.
Amen. Are you with me today? Amen.
Amen.
Yeah, the man that you looked down on one day at the park somewhere, you saw him hungry, and you didn't give him what he needed, that could have been God in another form. Are you with me today? Amen?
Amen. Amen.
And you should have been there helping God, and he was ready to bless you. Because, you see, when you're in a blessing, you see, God always give. See, when you give, God said, you'll receive. When you give to the poor, you know, he said, he that give it to the poor, lend it to the Lord. You see, when if you had helped that person at that particular time, you see, your blessing would have been on the way, but you didn't see your blessing because it appeared to you in another form. It came at you in a way that you didn't recognize it.
Right.
How many times the things has came at you and you didn't recognize that it was God? You was being blessed and didn't realize you was being blessed because you thought you should have had. We was talking to one brother. I said, well, just because you don't have this and you don't have that, it don't mean that you are not being blessed by God. You just don't see it. See, you're looking for the material things of God and not looking for the spiritual things of God. You see, we always want too much material and not enough spiritual.
Hmm.
Because we only think God blessed in the material world. You know, if I got a Cadillac, I'm all right. If I got a Mercedes-Benz, ain't nothing wrong with one, amen. If I had the money, I'd get me one, praise God. Hallelujah. But we think God always comes in the material blessings, and we can't see God unless it's material. And we have advertised God so much in the material and not in the spiritual that only reason people come to God these days, they're looking to try to get something.
Hmm.
They don't come to give anything.
Hmm.
They only come to get. Amen.
Amen.
Even in church these days, people don't come to church to give anything. They come to get. If I'm just going to look at God as being up there in the sky somewhere, see God as just being speaking in tongues, I just see God doing that, and not see it from the spiritual side of it, I miss God because God always appears in another form. See, God appears in the form of love. But if we're not displaying the love, then we're not displaying God. We just pretend. We got to stop pretending. But when I look at this man, let me get back to the story. They was in the midst of the sea, and they was alone. He saw them roaring, and it was the fourth watch of the night. The fourth watch of the night is between 3 and 6 o'clock, just about when their breakthrough. See, Jesus always showed up just about when your breakthrough is getting ready. I'm trying to say, you need to look around and see this coronavirus. You need to look at it and see it in another form, amen. You need to see this coronavirus as that God's hand at work, amen. That if you start looking at it as God's hand at work, you see, God is doing something to bring change. And see, we got to look at this thing not as the devil sent it, because I was looking in the scripture, God said, I sent it. And God said, the only way you can change it is that you repent. Are y'all with me here? Amen.
Amen.
He said, the only way you can change this is that you repent. Because if you're just looking at it as a storm and think that the devil did it, he said, no, I did it. I allowed it to come. I sent it. Why? It's because of the wickedness, because of your wickedness on the earth. Amen. Because if you only see it as the devil, then you're just going to see it the devil. But if you got to look at this thing and see it as this is God done and it is marvelous in your eyes, because God said, I'm going to do a new thing, amen. I'm going to do some things here in the earth today. If you're not looking at it that way, then that's why a lot of people hasn't changed. You see, a lot of people hasn't changed because they think it's the devil. They don't recognize it as God. They're just waiting for it to be over. And as soon as it's over, they're going right back to what they was doing. They're going right back to the clubhouse. They're going right back over there sleeping with that man that ain't their husband. They're going right back over there sleeping with that woman that ain't his wife. They're going right back over there getting drunk. They're going right back getting high. They're going right back doing everything that they was doing in the beginning. They just wanted to be over and not recognize this is God. God at work to bring mankind to repentance. When he said, every knee going to bow, And every tongue going to confess that I'm Lord to the glory of God. This is the way that God, you see, we think it's the devil, but this is the way God works in another form. He works in a different way. This is the way that God is bringing mankind to his knee and let him admit that I have sinned, O Lord, forgive me.
All right.
I have sinned, O Lord, forgive me. This is the time that we're supposed to look at ourselves. We got to look at ourselves and see where we've gone wrong and where we've done wrong, amen. We got to look into ourselves and see our own sin and see our own faults, amen, and not look at the world all the time as the world's fault, because judgment first starts at the house of God.
Okay.
And when you look at what's going on in church, then you see what's going on in the world. Now, let me take that back, amen. We got rebellion in the church. We got rebellion in the world.
Well,
we got the people refusing to be made in the God image. They can't take nothing. Every time somebody pressures them, they think it's the devil. No, that's not the devil pressuring you. If God's going to mold you and make you and shape you into the image that he want you to be in, he needs somebody to put some pressure on you, because whenever something's going to be changed, whenever something's going to be molded or it's going to be made, you put it into a mold. And it don't just go in the mold on its own. It has to be pressured into a mold. And so when somebody's putting pressure on your life, when somebody's breathing down your neck, and when somebody's talking about you, all they're doing is just adding a little pressure so they can press you in that mold so you can come out looking like Jesus Christ. But if you don't see that pressure as the hand of God, then you miss the whole thing.
All right. All right.
Amen. You missed it.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
If I don't see my problems and situation of life as the hand of God at work, then I'm going to miss it. Sometimes we'll have to tell the devil, thank you. That's what I said, we're supposed to tell the devil, thank you. You see, if you know the works of God and you know how God works, and we know that he turns the evil things around for good, and he's going to reward you two times for the evil thing that the devil do to you. He's going to give you double for your trouble, amen?
Amen.
Amen? And see, if you realize that that God's going to give you double for your trouble, every time somebody gives you trouble, you ought to pray for them and tell them thank you. And get your checkbook out and start writing in your checkbook and writing all your troubles down, because God's going to pay you double. You see, if you know how God works and you know how he does things, amen, and you realize that the way he does it, because I recognize and understand how he does it, then when I have trouble, I can praise God for my trouble. Isn't that what Jesus said to Judas? He said, friend, if thou portrayest the Son of God with a kiss, he called him a friend. Because Jesus knew how this thing worked, see what I mean? He knew how it worked, see. He knew how God works in another form. He reveals himself in a different form, amen? See, Jesus knew how it worked. See, when Judas betrayed him, he said, friend. Because Judas had did him a favor, because the commandment of God couldn't have been fulfilled unless Judas did what he did. And if Judas hadn't done what he did, he couldn't have accomplished what he had accomplished. And if you realize that the things that's coming against you in your life, the wind that's blowing against you, you got to say praise the Lord for the wind, amen. That's why the Bible said, don't praise God for all things, but praise God in all things. If we would praise God in the storm, if we would praise God in the fire, then if we praise God in the fire, you see, if nobody puts you in the fire, then the bands and the cords that got the things that got you bound won't be burned off. Praise God. Can you see how God works?
Amen.
You see, when they put the Hebrew boys in the fire, nothing got burned off of them except the cords that was on the hand and the cords that was on the feet. You see, if they hadn't went into the fire, the cords would have never got burned off. Praise God. If God didn't let you go through some trouble, I'm trying to tell you the things you've been bound with will never come off unless you go through the trouble that God sent it. And you recognize that trouble right there that I'm going through. I recognize that just God in another form. See, when you recognize that the devil can't do anything unless God allows him. If God allows the devil to do something, then that thing that God allows is going to work together for your good.
Amen.
Because you know how God works, amen? Is that right? You know how God works. You know he appears in another form. He calls it to look one way, but it's something else going on, amen? And whenever we saints can realize that the way God works, then a lot of things we've been looking at as being evil or looking at it as being the devil, we're going to turn around and start giving God praise for the things that you're going through. Amen. Come on, y'all. Amen. Amen. Come on. If they're talking about you, you just praise the Lord. Amen. You ought to praise God. If somebody's talking about you on the job, you ought to just praise the Lord because you know God is turning this thing around. Amen. If somebody's putting you down, for every way that every little ounce or inch they put you down, you know God's going to raise you up too. And so you need to go to that person that's putting you down and say, will you please talk about me a little more? Because, hallelujah, I realize I get double for this. And because I get double for this, the more you talk about me, the more God going to bless me, amen. The more weight you put on me, the more weight I'm going to be able to carry, amen. And the more you do to me, the more glory I'm going to be able to give to God because it's in my weaknesses that's when I'm strong. You see, when I don't fight for myself, that means I got faith that God's going to take care of things and God takes care of it in my weakness. You see, we've been thinking being strong is doing it yourself, amen. That's what everybody normally thinks strength is. A lot of people thinking strength is doing it myself. You know, I can take care of my own problems. I can fight my own battles. I can do all things myself. We think that's what strength is. But strength in God is reversed. It's reversed with God. The more you're weak in the things of the flesh, the more powerful you are in the spirit of God because you know God does things differently. He works differently in our life than he does the devil, the other people's life. Can you see that today? Amen?
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Can you see he works a different way? Or we say he does it in another form. And see, a lot of times people won't know him just by looking at him. They get it mixed up. I believe it's the 23rd chapter of Luke. There was some guys on the road to Emmaus, and they was walking down the road. And because after they had just killed Jesus, and they were talking about all the things Jesus had happened to him, and then they said Jesus himself came along with the guy, and so I said, what things? They was asking, had you heard? And then they took Jesus home with them with the conversation, and they invited Jesus in. And when they invited Jesus in, they all sat down at the table. And then when they took the bread out, and when Jesus broke the bread, then they knew him. Now, here they've been talking with Jesus all this time and walking with Jesus all this time, looking at somebody walking down the road with him, but they didn't know him by, you see, they only knew him by sight. But when Jesus turned around and broke the bread, then that's when they knew him, amen? You see, it takes the breaking of the bread or the breaking down of the word of God in order to be able to know Jesus because you can't know Jesus just by looking at him with your natural eye because he's all things different when you look at him through the word than you just look at him through your natural eye. That's why people call him three because they ain't broken down. They don't realize that God can appear in another form and yet still remain to be God. Are y'all with me on that?
Amen.
They don't know that God can appear as something else and yet remain God, but yet appear as something else and still be God and never lose his power and never lose who he is, and yet just because he appeared as being somebody, we lose sight on things, amen? How many of y'all having any problems today? Amen. If you're having problems, have you turned your situation around? Can you see it differently now? Can you see what's going on the jobs now? Some of you that still got a job. The people that's bothering you on the job, can you see right now, amen, that that's the hand of God working on you? You might not like it. Because I know you call them a pain in the neck. That's what the spiritual people say that. Other people say they are pain. But do you realize that it takes pain for a woman to give birth to a child? I don't know nothing about that. I've never had one. Y'all women can tell me about that. Amen. When you get ready to give birth, was there pain? You see, right before your breakthrough is always pain. If you're having pain today, amen, like these guys was at fourth watch of the night, amen, and everything was contrary to him, and he would have passed them by, but when they saw him walking on the sea, they thought he had been a spirit. And then you look at verse 50, he said, don't be troubled by the wind. Don't be troubled by the waves. Don't be troubled about the things going against you. He said, be of good cheer. It is I. Be not afraid. Come on. If you're having some troubles today, amen. He said, don't be afraid, it's I. Whatever you're going through today, amen. I know you want your breakthrough and you want to get your business going and you want the money for it and it ain't showed up yet. But we realize that God knows when the best time to give it to you, because you might not be ready for it. You might be still full of pride. You might be still full of arrogance, you know what I mean? And then you might be puffed up or something, you know. And sometimes when people get puffed up, God can't bless them because they're puffed up, because they're going to become arrogant. And then they ain't going to give him no glory being arrogant. They're only going to give glory to the devil for being arrogant. And they're still puffed up, you know what I mean. And so God can't bless you while you're puffed up, amen. He's got to let some of the air out of you, amen. And so until God lets the air out you, until God works everything out of you, no, your blessing ain't coming right now, because he know you're not ready for it. Because as soon as you get it, you're going to mess up. And you're going to go out there and do something foolish. You're going to go out there and clown. You're going to go out there and show off, amen. And instead of giving some glory to God for giving to you, you're going to go out there and give yourself some glory. And you're going to become just like the devil yourself. Because you're going to be glorifying yourself rather than giving the glory to God, because you don't recognize his hand in this.
Amen.
You see, God wants his hand to always be seen in the midst of our life.
Amen.
But you don't want to give him no glory out of it. You want to glorify yourself. You want to glorify the doctors, amen. You know, that gets me a lot of time. We give the doctors more glory than we give God. You know, we'll take counsel from the doctors, but we won't take counsel from God. We'll take five aspirin a day, but we won't read five scriptures a day.
All right, now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we'll set an hour on somebody else's table, but we won't spend an hour's of time reading the word every day. Mm-hmm. The thing that God said that would deliver us, that's the thing that we don't care much about. The thing that God said would set us free is the thing that we don't care that much about. We don't have time for it. We set the deliverer to the side, and we pick up more bondage. You see, the Holy Ghost can't work unless he got some word to work with, amen. See, if there's no word, what is the Holy Ghost going to work with if it don't have no word to work with, amen? You got to realize that God is in another form. God is in the form of his word, amen. Not only he's in form of his word, God is spirit. Mm-hmm. And it takes the Spirit and the Word to work together in order to create something or to bring forth something, amen. See, we got to see God in his other forms. That's why Jesus said the Word is Spirit and truth, amen. They're Spirit and life, amen. They're different forms of God, amen. Life is the form of God. He's another form. He's still one, but he has many forms that he can appear in. He appeared as Jehovah Shalom, the peace giver, but he was still God. He just appeared in that form to Abraham, appeared in that form to Isaac, appeared in that form to Jacob. He appeared to different people in different ways, in different forms, but he was still the same God working. I tell you, we need to get our hearts right now, amen. We need to take our eyes off of evil things, amen. When I talk about evil things, I'm talking about, oh, Lord, amen. I'm talking about evil things. We got to start watching Empire and all that stuff. We got to start watching all these fornicating movies. That's devil in your mind. Come on. Some of y'all are going to get rid of that pornography, amen. You got to get rid of that stuff because God is. It's time to repent. I got to go. It's time to repent. Yes. It's time to believe the gospel, amen. Believe the word, amen. Mm-hmm. Stop believing what people tell you and believe what you read. You can show people scriptures all day and they won't accept it. Mm-hmm. Show it to them in scripture and they still. And you tell them, you know, I find out the people who got the worst problem are the people who are most resistant to the word. People with the most problem or the people who don't listen. You can't tell them that. You can't talk about God. Now we're in a time now we can know this is the hand of God because now the doctors can't move it. The devil can't move it. The scientists can't move it. Whatever, everything that's here, nothing can move what's here now but God. And the very one that we know can move the thing out of our life. It's the very one that we don't want to turn to.
My God.
I said he'll deliver you out of your storm. You just got to recognize he's just in another form. He could be working in your life in the form of trouble. But if you see it by faith, you recognize he's working in another form. He's working in another way, then, if I put it that way, amen. Amen. Thank God. If anybody got into trouble in their life today, we want to pray for you. Amen.
Amen.
But if your eyes have been open to see God in a different manner or a different way today, I want to hear from you. Is there anybody having any troubles? On your job, in your household, in your family. Trouble with your wife, trouble with your husband. You want a divorce, you want to leave him, all kind of things going on. But if you see God in another form, that's going to be a blessing to you instead of a curse. Can you see that? Anybody see that with me?
Well, amen.
Can you see it?
Yes, amen. You see it, Pastor Page.
All right, Father God, I just thank you for the word of God and the people of God. And, Lord, that they might be able to, that we all might be able to see, not them, Lord, but me also, Lord, that I might be able to see, Lord, that the things that seem like they are working against me, Lord, you really got those things working for me. And I can see it now, Lord, and I appreciate it. And I recognize that your hand is in these things. All the trouble that come against me, I recognize your hand is in it, Lord. All the things that I face, I recognize your hand is in the midst of it. And I thank you for allowing me to see this. And I give you praise for it in Jesus' name. Let everybody say.
Amen.
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 Amen. No testimony. Any testimony?
Amen.
Amen. Hey, man. It has to be texted and I can't do it. Praise God. Prevost?
Amen.
I don't know what to do, so you have to tell me.
Amen, amen. Praise God. We come to that time of giving. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Giving is also a form of worship. Amen unto the Lord. Praise God. And the Bible commands us to bring all our tithes, hallelujah, into the storehouse. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. And since we can't get to the house, praise God, amen, thanks to modern technology, we can electronically, hallelujah, amen, pay our tithes and offerings. And all you have to do is go to PayPal or go to Cash App, and you can type in our email address. Our email address is carechurchinc@gmail.com. carechurchinc@gmail.com. Amen. And you can put your donations in online. Praise God. And hallelujah. And that's our time of giving. Praise God. And we appreciate every donation that is sent in. Amen. And keep in mind that just like at the house, the bills ain't stopped. Hallelujah. So the bills ain't stopped at the house of the Lord either. Praise God. Hallelujah. And you don't want to miss out on your blessings. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Back in your hands, Pastor Page.
Amen. Amen. I was trying to find this number here to Brother Price. I guess I can send it to you, but in order to go to the link, it's lpc.com.
What?
According to mine, lpc.zoom.us. I'll send it to you. Would that be better?
Yeah, that'll work.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll send it to you. Brother Priceline, and he's on Zoom in Nebraska, and I appreciate it. So, amen. Any other announcements? Here we go. I'll send it to you in just a minute.
All right.
Well, Father God, we're thankful again for the word that those that have heard, we give you praise, O Lord, that you cause us to see and understand that you're working with us even when we can't see it. And we thank you and give you praise. And may the sweet communion of the Holy Spirit, may it rest, rooted, and abide within us henceforth, now, and forevermore. We give praise in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Anybody else? Anybody else? All right, I'll send it over to you in just a minute, the other link.
Amen.
We've got Tahisa tomorrow. She got to get something done to her.
Having
surgery.
Amen.
And anybody else? Anybody else? All right, God bless you.
All right, amen.
Amen.
You man.
You So I'm alone. it all.